Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Both the Dow and the S&P reached the record high at the close today. The Dow at 38,001 for the first time ever. Joining me live, DMBA Certified Financial Advisor Shane Stewart. You're the guy to ask. We're at a record high. Do I dump all my money into stocks now?
Well, it might be a little late if you're starting today, but it's one of those things where it's great news for us, especially all those who have been invested over the years, especially in things like retirement accounts, 401ks. But we want to also put that in perspective. The markets go up and they go down, and over time, they continue to edge up. But day to day, they can be up or down depending on what's going on.
Do you have any idea where they're going to go next or what is driving the market at this point?
Yes, I think several things driving the market right now. Things like the Fed feeling like they got a handle on inflation. That's encouraging for markets. It's encouraging for the economy. Yeah, we've had a strong economy despite having inflation. We seem to be fairly resilient there, barring any international issue. That should continue, and people are still working. The unemployment rate is still relatively low and people are working. So there's a lot of optimism, good consumer sentiment right now.
I think there are two schools of thought about the stock market reaching new highs. If you have a 401k, if it's meager, if it's huge, either way, you probably have some money in stocks, some money in bonds. Do you change the mix when the market reaches a new high, or do you just leave things alone and ride the wave?
The reason I love that question is that It's intuitive to ask. It's something that you think, oh, it's at a high. Do I need to take action on this one? Really, you usually don't. You usually don't need to take action on news of an upturn or a downturn, because you should be making those decisions regardless of what the markets are currently doing. You should be making the decision on how much stock, how much bond, upon how much time do you need till you use that money. And if you have an extended period of time, or 5 or 10 or even 30 years, you should have more stock. Whereas if you have a shortened period of time of 10 years or less, you just have a little more bond in that portfolio. And so even though it's human nature to think you need to act, you really should be acting ahead of time before the daily news about the market.
So even if you have just a tiny little bit of stock, the only thing you should do, hearing the Dow hit a record high, is just smile for a moment and don't change a thing.
Enjoy it.
Thanks a lot. Shane Stewart, DMBA Certified Financial Advisor. Always a pleasure to talk to you.